Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, we're starting to get in touch with some of these camps from the letters we're receiving, and we're getting some really awesome camps.
Cool camps
to hook us up.
Here. Mine was like a tent, if I even went.
Right.
I remember going to a camp, but it wasn't like a theme. It was like an Indian reservation or something.
And they were expensive back then as well, right?
They've
always been pretty expensive. I never got to go to a camp. I always wanted to.
They're just much more specific now.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday we sent somebody to a broadcasting camp.
Yeah, play-by-play broadcasting camp.
He wants to be a sports announcer, so hopefully that gets his career going right there.
Yeah.
Beat the bank 30 minutes away from three names being announced. You're shot at up to $1,000, possibly maybe $3,000 in cash and prizes if you go with the safe deposit box.
Okay.
In case it's in there, you get to pick between one, two, or three. Sign up at KidNation.com. But let's launch into Does That Make Me Crazy? Been doing it for a while. We have a Hall of Fame for our crazies here at Kid Nation.
Oh yeah,
we've had our crazy moments ourselves.
The one that always sticks out in our minds, JC, is when we discovered that you used to pee in bottles as a kid.
You say that every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
I think the one
pick another one.
The people bring up the most is the one that is me at hotels.
Yep.
That's a great one too.
Off-room service carts in the hall.
Yeah, I feel like it's wasteful to let food be thrown away. So if I see somebody put out, you know, a nice stack of fries that they didn't really fully eat when I'm coming home from a at the hotel, I'll eat it.
People do stuff to that food, JC.
Who's the craziest of the four of us?
Ooh. Probably me.
Yeah, I would probably think
I think JC.
Yeah.
I think JC's got it.
I would think so, yeah.
You're a Hall of Famer.
There you go. I'm crazy.
I used to be a tinge OCD, but I think I've conquered that for the most part.
I conquered the things I did wrong. I still get the hotel stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't help myself. It's there. Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have a couple here from the text. I vacuum my shoes before I put them on because I'm scared of spiders.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy? That's from Greg.
Why don't you just shake them a little bit? How do you get the vacuum up in there every time?
I don't know.
It's a good idea,
That's pretty smart, though.
I've been finding lots of spideys. I got my place exterminated on the outside.
Yeah.
More spiders on the inside. Great, thanks.
You know what I do? Because I have my boots in the garage that I use for my...
I always shake those out,
those for sure.
I don't shake them. I just stick my feet in there so hard.
No!
Just to crush whatever's in there.
Oh, shake it first.
Yeah. Like, I just crush it.
What if a baby rat had crawled up in there?
Oh, well, then he's getting
know.
It.
Just shake it a little.
Shake.
It's like one of those high boots because I use them for mowing the yard and I don't want your grass.
There's definitely spideys in there. See, who's the craziest on the show?
JC.
He's secretly wishing something's in there that he could crush.
Well, don't be a spider crawling in my shoes.
They're looking for a nice little warm, cozy spot.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a tinge of a foot in it.
We have another one dealing with vacuums here on the phones. Heather.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what's yours?
So when I vacuum my house, I like there to be the vacuum line.
Uh-huh.
It's the only way it makes my house feel clean to me because I have kids and a dog. And I don't let the kids walk on the lines for at least 5 minutes so I can at least have 5 minutes of the house feeling clean.
We'll enjoy it just for a
minute.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Is that a little OCD, Kelly, or is that crazy?
I love vacuum lines and carpet. I don't
I
like
do
them on furniture, though. Like when they...
Oh, I like it on the couch.
I do.
How do I
like
achieve that? Just go up and down?
Yeah,
like, up
yeah,
one
with
way,
the little
down
red
the
devil
other?
Or whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they try to play a game and they try to tiptoe over the lines without messing them up. And
aww.
I'm secretly having a panic attack. Does that make me
cute.
Crazy?
You're crazy, Mom.
I used to do that when I was mowing the yard at my mom's house. I always loved to see, especially
the
on a diagonal.
Yeah.
And then I'd take the lawnmower all the way around on the sidewalk and up the driveway so I wouldn't mess with it.
I remember my friend's mom used to do when she would vacuum, it would look like the sun, the way she would do it.
Huh.
Oh.
It looked like
in a circle and just go around.
It was so pretty. I remember, I don't want to come in your house right now and ruin the sun.
I got to learn how to vacuum. Yeah, weren't you the one that needed a cleaning tutorial?
Yeah.
Y'all, I have a vacuum cleaner. And
how does this thing work?
This is the thing. I clean and then I'm like, where all that hair in that corner come from? Like, where does this even accumulate from? I don't understand it.
Oh,
and
man.
It's all because I got rid of that maid trying to save money.
Thanks, Heather.
I can't get my place clean. I haven't cleaned my vacuum out. I don't even know how to clean it out. Well, I have to go in the backyard and dump it. Do I dump it straight in the trash?
Normally
or in your trash.
Normally, you just take a bag out and put it in the trash and put another bag in.
No, it's clear. I can see it all.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, just dump it in the trash.
I just Stand found out something about Trey, who works in the control room in front of me.
Uh-oh. What is Trey?
Trey, do you not own a vacuum?
I don't.
How do you clean?
Broom?
He doesn't.
Yeah. What do you mean, how do I clean?
He's not alone. I mean, I have a friend who borrows my vacuum when she needs one.
Well, she borrows it.
Not a lot of people have vacuums.
I get messy. The Cheetos will clean themselves up, right?
No.
You don't have a dog,
though. That helps.
Yeah.
The dog helps. Yeah. You don't have a dog.
So you've never vacuumed your apartment.
I've lived there for 3.5 years. You think I need to borrow a vacuum?
You don't notice stuff in the corner?
No.
Hair.
And you have a girlfriend. Oh.
Yeah. And he has a girlfriend. Yeah. She loves him.
Does she sweep?
No, I mean, I have
a
Swiffer.
Probably.
I have a Swiffer for the kitchen. But
okay,
no
we
vacuum.
Do that.
Okay, that's
Swiffer.
Fine.
Okay,
but your carpet must be just filthy.
He might not have one. In his...
You have carpet, right?
I do have carpet.
Yeah, of course.
That's really just a crumb catcher.
Yeah.
And hair. Can you imagine what's in there? No, I knew a woman that was married to such a controlling man. He wouldn't let her buy a vacuum cleaner. He thought they were a waste of money.
Uh-huh.
And she had to sweep her rugs.
Sweep
so she literally sweep the carpets.
Yeah, you can with a broom.
You can in a pinch, and you can get all the hair and stuff up, you know.
Yeah.
But man, I always felt so sorry for her.
Trey, also, I've been trying to ask you this. Is it true that you don't have any writing utensils at your house?
Okay, that's my favorite one, is I don't own a pen or a Sharpie or a pencil, anything. I have to buy, whenever I go buy, like, cards, greeting cards, I'll go and buy a pen with it. And then what
happens to it?
I don't know. I lose them.
How do you sign a check?
I've never written a check.
Wow.
Everything online.
You've never written a check?
Never once. I've used money orders.
Would you know how?
Not
for
even.
For tickets.
Would you know how?
For a car or
I think
for
it's
a
like you have to use like X's instead of zeros, right? Like in the little.
Oh, when
like
the change?
If it's $100 and then you do XX over
100.
I really don't.
For the cents?
I have a check you want to practice?
We could play. I could play like a banker.
Wow, Trey.
No, you've never written a check. You don't need to play banker.
He's an adult, you guys. That's pretty cool, that you don't have any writing utensils at your house. That's boss. Let's go to the phones here with Regina. Hi, Regina.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, Regina, what are you doing? Getting crazier?
Yeah, every day. My gosh, my life.
Listen,
when I see people with flip-flops or any kind of chancla, sandal, anything, I've got to count their toes. And both feet. And it's a struggle because sometimes people will stand in the way and I'm like, oh, excuse me. Like, I need to count those toes real quick. I can't say that.
Okay, what are some of the numbers you've come up
with?
Counting toes.
Well, dead gum, if I ever came up with any more than 5, I'd be freaking out. But I've never counted more than 5 toes on 1 foot before.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Less than 10? Have you gotten less than 10?
No, just normal, 5.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
But you're still in search. You're constantly in search.
Regina's batting 1,000 with the toes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I'd probably rock more closed-toed if I had extra.
I rock the closed-toe because my toes are jacked up.
You break out in flip-flops in the summer. I'm waiting for the tanks. The tanks and the flip-flops to pop out.
JC has a whole collection of tanks.
I do have tanks.
He does.
But my sandals.
What age do you have to retire them? There has to be an age you retire them.
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
He only brings tanks on family vacation.
No, he wears them up here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying he doesn't bring shirts with sleeves on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
JC, there is an age where you cannot wear a tank top
anymore. Abolish sleevery.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Sun's out, guns out, Kelly. That's what you got to do.
And especially when
you have to put those things away.
When you have the foliage under the arm, you know.
Yeah, we got to trim that bush under your armpit.
Mine?
Yeah,
because it peeks out.
So here's the thing. I've tried. And I'm really good at getting the left side.
You have to have someone else.
Because I'm right-handed, so I can cut that bad boy up pretty good.
Yeah.
But my left hand can't trim my right side, and I've had some close calls. And there's a couple veins right there. I'm scared that I'm going to bleed out if I cut myself.
How close are you cutting?
Well, I'm trying to get right next to the skin right here.
You don't have to cut it.
So that doesn't peek out of my shirt.
Get a razor.
No razor. That makes it itchy.
Not if you keep it shaved.
I just need help.
Oh, my gosh.
You need an armpit.
I like a guy to have some armpit hair.
I have some.
You need a pit shaver.
I have so much. And does your right sweat more than your left?
No, I'm an equal opportunity pit sweater. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, yeah. Drip, drop everywhere.
My right armpit is just going crazy
lately.
We are
digressing.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, Will?
Oh, man.
Hey.
How old are you first of all?
I'm 13.
13 years old, and you already consider yourself crazy, Will.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, man. Let's hear it.
What do you do?
Okay, so when I go out to restaurants, like, and I order, like, steak or pork chops or stuff like that, I try to imagine what the animal was like, since I'm a crazy animal person. So I imagine, like, if the cow was, he was a talkative cow, he was shy, you know, he kept to himself. If he was one of the popular cows,
uh-huh.
the nerd cow, you know?
A popular cow or nerd cow.
Well, I've got to give you a 100% on originality.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is something in as many years as we've done this.
Never.
We've never heard anything like that. So you, sir.
Hall of Fame crazy, sir. Well.
All right.
Which cows taste better to you, in your opinion? The nerd cows or the sporty cows?
The sporty cows, definitely.
The sporty cows.
No, I would think it'd be the nerd.
No, he likes it a little more rough.
That rough meat. The sporty cows got some more meat on his bones.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sporty cow would have more muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That more would meat. Be harder, wouldn't it?
You but want more protein.
Fat. You want the fleshy fat.
You want the ribeye. That's what you want. You want the
you
fatty.
You let Will take his preference.
Congratulations.
All right.
I'm loving you, Will. Loving you, brother.
You keep doing what you're doing,
Will.
Sir.
I'm arguing nerd cow meat with a child. What am I doing?
Does that make you crazy?
That's my problem. That makes me crazy.
You're utterly crazy, Kelly.
No.
Oh, man. That was
dad
awesome.
Dad joke alert.
That was awesome.
That was pretty good. I like Will.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer right there. Told you we were going to get a Hall of Famer today. Yeah. Hey, Laura, what do you do in the shower?
I pick my nose.
You what?
I pick my nose. Every morning when I get in the shower, I make sure my nose is
where do you put it?
Free of snot. And just let it go down the drain.
Yeah. Well, that's the cleanest place to do it.
Yeah, right. Your hands are clean after you wash.
Yeah.
It's
better than the people that do it after work in their car.
What's your name again?
I'm Laura.
Yeah, that's Laura. Yeah, you're crazy, Laura.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Laura.
I mean, you could just blow it out.
I mean, you're cleaning all sorts of stuff in there. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you.
I just want to know about it. Like, guys want to think of you ladies.
I always say keep it sexy.
We want to think of you as the beautiful flowers that you are. When we see you, like, going out to dinner or whatever it is, that's the way we want to picture
you. Yeah, keep it sexy for as long as you can. I mean, sometimes you're going to get sick.
Not
it's
doing
be
the
terrible.
Farmer hanky in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done. Is that where you just like put one finger on one nostril blow?
Yeah.
I don't know how people achieve that. I feel like I tried that once and it only came out to like the top of my lip.
You
the
gotta rocket? Blow harder.
I suck at the snot
I
rocket.
Can't do it.
Again.
People used to do that playing soccer. I don't get it. I couldn't do it.
I want to picture you as beautiful flowers, okay?
Oh, man. Athletes can do that so easily and then you try it. It's on my shoulder. That's why I don't do it. Shelby, you're a big fan of Does That Make Me Crazy, I hear.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yes, I am.
You're such a big fan that you do what?
Well, I've been listening for years, and I used to think, gosh, this segment is so funny. Everybody's so crazy. And now I have started adopting the craziness of Kid Nation.
Oh, which is your
you
favorite?
You hear it and you do it.
Yep. Not all of them. But the oldest one was, of course, the I'm sure everybody gets a turn to be used. I started doing that.
The dishes, yeah.
Yep, making the dishes. And then, do y'all remember the girl who had to turn down their radio every time y'all played the shame bell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, do that now.
You do?
Shame.
I my hand went to my knob on my radio, even though I'm talking to you on my phone.
Wow.
Look at you. Yeah, so you're becoming crazy by listening to our show.
Apparently, I'm just grateful I don't have children because I don't think I could handle baby cheese.
Oh, baby cheese, yeah. Mm. That was baby from the lady cheese. That used to take the...
She did it on purpose.
It was the baby's milk, right? The remnants from the neck.
She did that on purpose.
She let the milk, like, coagulate and then would...
on the baby's neck. That's so gross.
Yeah.
Yep. I was listening to that going, I've never been so happy to not have children.
Yeah, that's not typical. Just
that's
trust me.
Much.
You keep adopting, Shelby. You keep doing you. And you're crazy for adopting all those things.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
That's Does That Make Me Crazy right there. You can keep them coming. Hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy on Twitter, or you can Facebook us. You could actually text us all week long. You're crazy. And we'll try to pick them out for next week. 15 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank. Make sure you have those phones handy. And if you haven't signed up, go do it at KidNation.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Breaking news for all the New Orleans Saints fans out there. Who Dat Nation?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out Adrian Peterson's going to be on your team now.
How about that?
One of the greatest running backs of all time. So congratulations on that signing. He's now a Saint. Kelly, we got a message here from the text saying, took my kids to see the Smurfs movie over the weekend, and guess who popped up on the big screen? Kelly Raspberry.
Aww.
Yeah, Kelly, you have a cool promotion going on with them.
Yeah,
right?
Studio Movie Grill is doing something really fun because, you know, Wonder Woman is coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
And so Studio Movie Grill is trying to find real life super women heroes, women. And so they're asking women all over the country, you know, people who are fighting for others who can't fight for themselves. We want to honor them. So if you have somebody you can think of, you can nominate your everyday woman who best exhibits the power, grace, wisdom, and wonder that Wonder Woman possesses. And the 12 women with the most compelling stories will be flown to a special screening of Warner Brothers Wonder Woman and get a $1,000 donation to the charity of her choice.
Huh.
Cool.
And
cool.
We've got the nomination links and all that at KidNation.com.
Perfect. Wonder Woman.
But you'll see me for just like 2 seconds.
It's a quick one.
It's very quick. Yeah, but it's more about the promotion. But yeah, I'm on the big screen.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I need to go to the Studio Movie Grill this week so I can see that before it's over.
That's right. And in studio, another hero of ours, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Our associate producer is in studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nick's story is really cool because he started as an intern.
Yeah, I started as an intern. I grew up listening to the show. I know Kelly and Al don't like hearing that all the time. But
that doesn't bother me.
I grew up listening to the show. I loved Kid. I always wanted to be like Kid Craddock. So I always thought, okay, I'm going to do radio, and hopefully one day I'll work there. And I got to intern here while I was in college, and I graduated, and 2 days later I was working here. So it's pretty cool. So
and then you left for a minute, right? And then you came back?
Well, while I was... No, I've never... Once... Fully employed, I've never left. But I had an internship, left for a semester of college, and then came back.
Finish.
Yeah, and now Nick's all grown up. He's married. He has a little baby named Davis.
And now you're saving lives?
I'm going to try. So last week, I told you guys that I am a match to donate stem cells to a man in his 60s with leukemia. And so that's going to happen sometime this week.
Okay.
I still have to be kind of vague with medical privacy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's happening this week, though. And... last Friday was really cool. I had kept the secret from you guys for a while because I just wanted everything to be kind of nice and done, nice little package that I can deliver and say, this is definitely happening. And so I posted just the video of me announcing it on my Facebook page, just my personal page. And lots of friends and family, they reached out and were happy for me. And dozens of them said, I'm going to sign up now, or I just signed
up to register.
And I thought, man, that's so cool that now these other people are registering at DKMS.org to hopefully save someone else's life. And then last night, I was in bed reading email, and I got an email from the people I've been talking to at DKMS.org, and they said that because of our show and us talking about it, that they had, over the weekend, from Friday to Sunday, they had almost 1,000 people sign up.
Wonderful.
That is awesome.
How cool is that?
That's great.
And hopefully. So, when you sign up, you can say how you heard about it or something like that. And they said me or the Kid Craddock Show. And
again,
so cool.
It's DKMS.org?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And when you sign up, they send you the package that you swab your mouth and then you put it back in the little thing.
Yeah, exactly. It was easy. We all did it up here that day.
Yeah, they send you a giant Q-tip. You swab it around in your mouth a few times and mail it back. And
boom.
They'll let you know if you're a match.
I want to do it again, just because what if something went wrong with mine?
Why not?
Well, maybe it just takes a little while, because I didn't get a call either. You know, fortunately, we did.
Yeah, you're just not a match yet.
Yeah.
But out of the whole world, not one person, you would think somebody can use me.
Hey, maybe it may not be this year, maybe next year, maybe in 10 years, who knows?
Because they keep it, they keep it.
Yeah, you're entered into the national registry.
Okay.
So anywhere in the U.S., if someone needs it, they'll hit you up.
So you could get the call one day.
Mm-hmm. So, so if you haven't, go sign up, register to donate. It's DKMS.org, and maybe you can help with a bone marrow or a stem cell
donation. And that's cool that they kind of told you who it's for.
Yeah.
They gave me some very vague details. I still don't know where the guy lives, but they said that he's in his 60s, and he has a form of leukemia. They haven't told me the exact form or anything like that.
Okay.
And they said that we'll have to stay anonymous for a year. And then after that, it's up to him
if he wants to reach out.
And he probably would want to meet the person who hooked him up with that, right?
Yeah.
You'd think so.
That'd
some
be a cool meeting.
Some people are extremely private.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
And, you know, this timeline of me donating this week, it's very important because this guy is also going through some serious treatments. He's pretty much going through chemotherapy right now, and it's kind of just wiping out his entire system so that my stem cells will go in and make healthy cells.
Have you felt pressure to be healthier right now before you donate?
Just this past week, after it was, because I'd always thought, okay, it'll be the end of April, and that's been a few months, and this past week, it's like, oh, sinking end in. Of April's this week. I need to maybe I'll go to an extra spin class or something. But
yeah, Nick likes spin
drink
class.
Some green
I do.
Juice.
I love spin class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool, Nick. Congratulations.
I'm excited. DKMS.org.
And how many? You're going to miss work?
Yeah, I'll be gone for a few days.
Okay. So. It's all good,
miss
man.
Y'all.
For a good reason.
Miss you, Nick. Doing
man,
the Lord's
so cool.
work.
Saving a life.
Yep. And now, we want to give you some money, Kid Nation. We're going to announce three names for Beat the Bank. First one in gets to play. It's that simple. And the other ones, we'll just throw you back in the hat. Jenna, will you do the honors this hour?
I'd love to. The three names are Ashley Ray, Kayla Woods, Caitlin Beltran. Caitlin Beltran, Kayla Woods, Ashley Ray. First one in gets a chance at $1,000. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And don't worry, if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, you still have a chance to play, Kid Nation. If not this hour, next hour, because we'll play again exactly an hour from now. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Extensions, implants, seeking perfection. Maybe get yourself Kardashian butt injections.
Man.
Kelly,
Kelly was showing us a picture.
Well, it's just, you know, we know that there is a big booty back there, but it's wow.
It's not real.
Wow.
It's an illusion.
You can't not look.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know why anyone has ever
it's a glow.
Thought
here's,
it wasn't.
Here's what happens when you inject those things. And I noticed it with the Kardashian girls and I think Blac Chyna. Nicki Minaj, actually, her legs match her booty sometimes.
No, she has those implants, and they flipped around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because
it just looks like their legs are just twig legs, like they skipped leg day, bro. And their butts are just...
They're globes.
Yeah, they look like lollipops up top.
Well,
yeah.
She's on vacation in Mexico or something, and just... There it is.
She went thong out?
There it is. Yeah.
Is Kanye with her?
I don't know.
No, it's just the mom.
The girls, it looks like.
Might be stuck up in there somewhere, can't you see?
Ashley Ray, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You were the first one to call back. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
What are you up to right now?
I'm heading to work.
Awesome. Do you have...
Yes.
You don't do the butt injection thing, do you?
The what?
The butt injection that Kim Kardashian does?
No, I do not.
Okay,
well, maybe if she wins Beat the Bank.
Right.
You could get one cheek done.
Right.
I don't know how much those cost.
I don't know. A lot, probably.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay. Well,
nice.
Grade?
Yes.
What grade do you teach?
High school.
High school.
Mm.
Oh.
How are the high school kids this time of year, right before summer hits?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you teach mostly the older kids or the younger kids in high school?
I teach freshmen.
Freshmen. Okay. So they
got a ways to go.
Right.
Still ready to get out, though.
They're all excited.
Ready to get out this time of year.
Freshman year was tough.
Yeah. Because you see all these dudes that look like men. And all these girls that look like women.
Just happy for the seniors to get
there. They're still a little scared.
Yeah. And then some of the teachers are really pretty. You don't know how to handle yourself. Anyways, Ashley, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with our banker. He's got dollars that he's going to throw your way. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, we do have a twist in this story. You know, we do have safe deposit boxes. If you decide to stop there, you get to pick between one, two, or three. Whichever one you pick, Jenna gets to open up. You get what's inside. It could be $0, or it could be up to $3,000 in cash and prizes. We don't know. It's
don't
all
know.
Random. Or you could say, I'm just going to keep taking my chances with the banker and see how high he's going to go. It's up to you. Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if that door closes, you get nothing, okay?
Okay.
Sounds all good. You're a teacher. You know the rules. You know how they go. All right,
yes,
Ashley.
Listen every morning.
Good deal.
Yay.
My girl, let's get you paid. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$90. $110. $150. $200. $260. $280. $370. $390. $460. $560.
Stop.
$560. $60 for Ashley Ray.
All right. Oh, my God. I was so nervous.
I know.
I hear you. I hear you, Ashley. But that's all right. You got $560. What do you plan on doing with that kind of dough?
Vacation. I'll be going at the end of May, so I'll use that.
Oh, yay, well deserved.
Where are you going?
To the beach.
Yeah.
The beach trip. Yeah.
Somewhere to the beach. Well, you got to go. As soon as school's out, go to the beach.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yes.
So you got $560. That's yours to keep just for fun. We're going to see how high it would have gone.
Okay, cool.
$740.
Big jump.
$780. $840. $1,000.
Oh! Big down, Mac. What did you write down?
$1,000. But you know what? That's okay, Ashley. That's all right.
Oh,
that's
yes. All right. I'm still happy.
You got your money.
Yeah, you just can't fly business class. You can fly coach.
Right.
Have fun at the beach, okay, Ashley?
Thank you so much.
And have fun at school today. Ashley, our freshman teacher right there. I was just looking at this.
What's that?
Kelly, how old would your daughter have to be before you let her watch Magic Mike or go to the Magic Mike show in Vegas?
Well, she'd have to be over 21.
Over 21, right?
Yeah.
Well, not Channing Tatum. He doesn't agree with that. He has that live Magic Mike show in Vegas. His daughter has already seen it.
Oh, my.
If you don't know how old his daughter is, she's 3.
She's already come to the show.
She's come?
Yeah. She's been running around here like crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We keep it very casual and positive around here.
Keep it cash.
Well,
I guess at 3, you don't know what you're
looking at. She's probably just backstage hanging out with the guys. Maybe she's not actually sitting in the audience, you know?
Yeah.
It's like going to work with daddy.
That's what I would hope.
Yeah.
And I think this show's not quite as
raunchy as the movie.
Or raunchy as some strip clubs are, you know, when they're getting almost super naked.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're a stripper and you have kids, do you tell your kids that's what you do?
Ooh. Well, I guess you'd have to ask one of
them.
I would not.
I'm an entertainer, maybe.
Dancer.
Yeah.
There's ways to put it, I guess. I mean, because I fronted some babysitting money for a dancer one time.
You
because
did?
Because she couldn't. That's how she made her living. So she had to pay to get a babysitter, like most women do, to go to work. And then to go to work, she had to have another $30 or $40 to go to work because that's how some of them charge. The club would pay, and you would pay the club in order to make your tips.
Yeah.
So she was, you know, short some
that
cash.
Seems like a ratchet.
I did
setup.
It. I did.
I got to pay you to get my money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's that one particular club, but they made so much money in tips. They would make the girl pay the club to go in and work.
Wow.
That makes sense?
Kind of.
Gosh, yeah, that world is really weird stripper. To
me. You would be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be bad.
Why?
My dancing's not very good. I really would not like having to entertain men.
And it's just your attitude, Jenna.
I'd just be
the wrong attitude about it.
I'd be a terrible stripper.
You gotta be a people pleaser.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, you gotta smile.
All the time.
I know some. I've had some guys that when I was in my limousine days, they didn't really want to have the dancing part. They wanted to just talk. So they would go to these clubs and pay girls to just sit there.
Yeah, there's
and talk
always that one
why
guy.
Why are
that
we discussing
for therapy?
Why are we discussing?
No, just because we're talking about Channing Tatum. How about a little thank you to Nick? From the text, because Nick told us he's going to do his, was it stem cell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a match.
He's a match for somebody, so he's going to hook them up. All we know is that the gentleman is in his 60s and has leukemia. And we got this text for Nick here. I want to thank Nick for selflessly donating his stem cells. By no means is it a fun or painless process, but for him to do this allows someone to have their husband, dad, grandpa, friend a little longer. He truly is given the gift of life.
Yeah.
Had it not been for someone just like Nick, we wouldn't have had our extra time with our mom. Nick, you are in my prayers as well as a recipient and his family. Happy rebirthday to the recipient.
We had a buddy that was on the donor recipient list for a long, long time, and unfortunately he passed away.
Rowan, yeah.
Well, I was going with BJ.
And BJ, BJ, yeah.
And but his blood type was very, very rare. And he got a bacterial infection of some sort, and it attacked his heart. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right. Yeah, he went swimming. In a lake.
Swimming in a lake.
That's what get.
That's how he got it. You know, you hear about these stories that stagnant water, especially in the heat of summer.
Yeah. It's like wakeboarding or something.
Yeah. And something that got into his system. And he thought he had a really bad cold.
Yeah.
That kind of developed into the flu, he thought.
And 27
one
years
day a stepmom said, day a stepmom said, "You have got to go to the doctor." And she made him go up there. And that's when they found out this had attacked his heart. And so at that point, she saved his life because he would have been dead. And so they started doing the treatments on him to keep him alive until they could get a donor. But unfortunately, it didn't happen for him.
He was on a donor list for a long time. And was way up there on the list. But his blood type was so rare that, they didn't get a match, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was at the top of the list. It just never
We do have the link to that website where Nick went to. We'll have that up at kidnation.com. If you want to, all you got to do is sign up. They send you everything. You
save
just
a life,
swab
man.
Your mouth and then send it back. And then hopefully you're a match for somebody and you could
save a life.
Save a life. Give them the gift of life, like the text said. Really cool. Hey, how about sending a kid to camp?
All right.
We're doing our summer camp giveaway. You can register for those at kidnation.com as well, just like Beat the Bank, which we will play again in about 40 minutes. But, this is going to be another camp for another kid. As a parent, I don't know if you want your kid going to this particular camp. There are some injuries that could happen, but the kid really wants to go. So we're going to go ahead and let him sign the waiver form. The waiver, and he's going to be off to camp. We'll do that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so we've been telling you to go to kidnation.com and tell us which camp would you like to attend. All you got to do is write us a nice little letter. Well, this one is short and to the point.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. This is from an 8-year-old named Sam Lax, and he wrote, "I want to go to skateboarding camp. It's a 5-day camp that takes kids to multiple skate parks throughout the week. Thanks."
So there you go.
She said, love, Sam.
So let's talk to Sam real quick. Hey, Sam.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Nothing much? You're 8 years old, right?
Yes.
And how long have you been skating?
1 year.
You've been skating for 1 year.
Have you hurt yourself at all?
Yes.
What's the worst injury you've suffered skating?
One time I was dropping in on an 8-foot and I fell and scratched myself up pretty hard.
You dropped in on an 8-foot? Drop?
Yep. Like an 8-foot ramp?
Wow.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, Sam.
Those are scary because you're basically going straight down, right, Sam?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
wow.
wear a helmet and those pads?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Good.
What's the coolest trick you could do so far? Like you can ollie. Drop. You can ollie probably, right?
I don't even know what that means.
Yes.
That's when you jump. That's when they do the jump.
And flip
and
the
then
board.
Land back on?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Can you do a nollie?
Kind of.
That's when you jump from the front, like you're going moving forward in the front of your board.
JC, I think you need to go to camp.
I do need
to. You know more than.
I'm telling you.
Well, I know the tricks. The only thing I can do is skate. I can't do any tricks. I would love to learn how to do an ollie if you could teach me one day, Sam.
Come to camp with me.
Come to camp with me. Well, funny you bring that up because on the phone right now we have Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, bud.
Dang, Daniel. Yeah. So, Daniel, please tell us who you are and what you own.
Yeah, so my name's Daniel Brodsky, and I own the Point Skate Shop. And basically, we're a skateboard retail store. We sell boards, clothes, all sorts of accessories. But we also have a 1,500-square-foot ramp inside of our store where we do skate lessons. And then we're also hosting the skateboard camp this summer where we travel to all the best skate parks in the area, go to a different park every day.
Oh, that's gnarly, bro.
1,500 square foot skate ramp.
Yes.
Now, do the parents have to sign their kids' lives away? You have a lot of paperwork to sign?
We do have a liability waiver, and we have some other registration forms for the camp as well.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Well, Daniel, is there anything you would like to tell Sam?
Yeah, so Sam, thanks for writing into these guys at Kid Craddock, and you get a free week at the Point Skate Camp this summer.
How's that?
Oh, my gosh.
All you had to do was ask.
All you had to do was ask, Sam.
Are you excited, man, or what?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, of course, bro.
You sound like a dude that would own a skate camp.
Yeah, man.
Very chill.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Aww. You're welcome, man. We can't wait to skate with you this summer.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, what?
Hey, what? Hey, where can other people sign up for the skate camp?
So if anybody out there is interested or wants to check out what we have going on, you can visit us at our website, thepointskateshop.com.
Yeah.
We've got all the information up there about camp.
We'll put the link up if you couldn't write it down because you're driving. We'll put it up at kidnation.com. And, Daniel, what's your worst injury?
My worst injury? Actually, I'm pretty fortunate. I haven't had any broken bones yet. Been skateboarding almost 12 years.
Wow.
Probably the worst one, I don't know, I busted my teeth pretty bad. Took a good face dive. Oh. I chipped all my front teeth. That was probably the worst.
Wow. That's not bad. So you got new teeth. That's good.
Yep, new teeth.
Well, Sam, you're going to go out there and hang out with Daniel. You're going to go to a bunch of cool skate parks and get a lot better at skating. How's that sound, buddy?
Good.
Good, man.
Congratulations, yay! Buddy. Right. Have fun.
Yeah.
And like Jenna said, make sure thank you're wearing you. That helmet and those pads, okay?
Yes. Deal? Deal. He
and
says
a,
deal.
And a mouthpiece probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe a mouthpiece based on what Daniel just told us. And Daniel, do you think all of us here at the show could learn how to do an ollie one day?
Oh,
that's easy, guys. Anybody can learn how to ollie.
I've been trying for about 13 years.
I do not accept that challenge.
No.
Yeah, maybe
good luck on that, Daniel.
Practice. I promise anybody can do it.
All right, man. Well, you guys hold on for us. Daniel, thank you so much for setting it up with Sam, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
JT.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome, Sam.
You come skate with me.
I'll come skate with you, Sam, if you could teach me a couple things. Deal?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you, my man. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your camp. There they go. Daniel and Sam, best friends for life now.
Kelly, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
Yeah, Kelly, you said that yesterday.
Dream it and it'll happen.
Kids, that's exactly what you need to go for right there.
Woo!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes!
Yes!
It's time to play round two of Beat the Bank. Earlier, Ashley Ray won $560, our ninth grade high school teacher. She could have won $1,000.
Could have won
$1,000. She would have stuck around a little bit longer inside the vault.
That's okay.
Hey, you never know what the banker's going to throw your way. Big Al Mack, you have those names in front of you.
Yep. Stephanie Rope, Megan Jody, Daniel Rivera. Daniel Rivera.
Shout out.
Megan Jody, Stephanie Rope. The clock starts now. You got 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Should nary of those people call us back within 10 minutes, then we are going to open up the phone lines for everybody, and anyone will have a chance to win.
So there's still a chance,
there
Big Al.
There is still a chance. Get signed up now at KidNation.com. We could be calling your name next time.
Yeah, we play twice a day, so plenty of opportunity. Now we bring in our selfie queen, Elena Davies from the phone screening room.
Good morning.
To do some Tinder Tuesday.
Tinder love.
Hey, tenderoni. See, this is where we bring her in because we talk about dating and what you should be doing, not doing on your profiles, on your dates.
I got you.
Elena got you.
I would love to hear an update because my Bumble app keeps quitting.
Uh-huh.
So I deleted it.
You deleted Bumble?
Well,
so
then
the only guy I found, he was pretty cute, but then I got to his last photo. He owns 16 dogs.
Oh. Wow.
Even I don't like dogs.
That's
that much.
Not hot.
That's a lot.
Nope. 16 dogs, too many. He's crazy. And then my app kept quitting, so I just deleted it.
Well,
I'm
you
done.
Should tune into the Kid Craddock Morning Show because I got some news for you.
Oh, okay. For real?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, now. What you got?
So I came across this article that said, we tried out 38 dating apps so you don't have to. And I thought that was interesting.
I didn't know there were 38.
There, think, are more. But I went through it, studied it, tried a couple myself, narrowed it down to the ones that I thought were the most interesting that we either haven't talked about on here or maybe I haven't discussed in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So let's go over some of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Once is this dating app, and it handpicks a match for you every day.
Once.
So it's called Once, and you you just put in your information, set up a profile, and instead of swiping through, it has matchmakers on there that will match you with one person a day.
It swipes for you.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the old people one?
There's an old people one?
There is an old people one.
Our time.
Our time.
Our time.
Yeah, our time.
Our time is limited.
Geriatric dating.
Our time is limited.
Our time is only for what, age 50 and up?
I think so,
it's not necessarily old.
So this app, you're talking about this Once, that's for the extremely lazy person. I mean, like if you're...
Shout out.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but if you're that lazy, you're not...
Elena, you are way too young to be lazy.
No, it's sad. I actually saw something today that was like, I either will like stay out and party and have fun or nap for like 2 days straight. Like there's no middle, and that's so me. I'm like, yeah, let's do stuff. Like let's do activities. And then I get over it and I'm like, I need a nap. But I need to recover.
I like how they just match you with a different person every day.
And it has actual matchmakers.
Yeah. So they know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Is it free?
As far as I know. That's like a brief summary of each of them. So yeah. I haven't actually tried this one.
Okay.
This one I have tried. It's called The League, and their little pitch is meet intelligently. So it doesn't match you or connect through Facebook. It is all about your education level, successfulness. So it matches you with like-minded, similar career.
Yeah.
Equally yoked.
Exactly.
Oh.
So it's a dating app for ambitious young professionals.
Hmm. All right.
This one is called Adventurely. It's the dating app that gets you out of the house. So you can basically choose through a selection of restaurants or museums, parks, whatever, add them to your itinerary and dates that you would even want to go, like days that you're available. And if someone added the same adventures to their itinerary, you receive a notification.
So like if you wanted to go mountain biking and a girl puts, I want to go mountain biking, it would match you together.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Hmm.
This one I think is interesting. It's called Cheers, and it's basically a social app. So it's not 100% dating based, but it's called Cheers, and you just drink with friends. And the first round of drinks is is on the app. Oh. They pay for it, so that's kind of cool. So instead of going on like a blind one-on-one date, which let's admittedly can be so awkward.
Yeah,
it's about connecting like two groups of friends. It's like meet you and your friends are going out one night. Another group of friends is going out, and y'all can meet up at a.
What's the catch to that? I guess the bar's paying for you to come to their bar.
Assuming
you'll order a second drink.
Yeah, you would stick around and keep drinking.
Oh, how many friends can you bring?
I don't know, but I want to try that one for sure.
I would take
that. That is so budget questions. Friendly.
Big Al, what's that bottle of liquor that your bartender broke?
Louis the 13th.
That's what I would get.
I'm sure some restrictions apply. Yeah. I'd maybe read the fine print on that one.
There's a limit.
Gotta be.
This one I think is so cool. I just found out about it the other day, and it's called Taste Buds. And it's meeting people through music. And I'm a big live music supporter, so it matches you up with someone who shares the same taste in music that you have. So it's basically the Tinder Bumble for music lovers.
So you can meet at a live music event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, because if you like gangster rap, you probably don't want to date somebody that likes like classic jazz.
Well, what if I like both?
You do?
She's very diverse.
You are pretty diverse. Yeah.
Well, then maybe you'll meet someone that likes both as well.
Yeah.
Like, because what if he could do the jazz version of Lil Wayne songs?
That would be pretty interesting. I'd pay to see that.
See, now I'm... I'm into that now. Yeah, I'm into that now.
Okay, so this one I can't decide if I think is awesome or weird. And it's called Hello Truly. And it helps you make real personal connections at the places you already go to. So it's designed for people who would rather meet in real life than do the back and forth messaging on the dating app. And it's centered around location-based checking in. So you would open the app, check in at the local coffee shop or bookstore. And if somebody else checked in there, it would notify you. And you can go talk to them. So it's kind of creepy, but I don't know. Maybe somebody's into that.
Yeah, especially if I was at home and I got an alert.
Maybe don't check in at home.
Bob is at your house.
Yours truly.
Bob's here.
This one you might be interested in, Jenna. It's called Sweat with Two T's.
Mm.
And it's a dating app for the fitness community.
Sweat with Two T's.
Yes, yeah, it's a dating app for people who love to work out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Why can't you just find them at the gym?
Yeah,
because the whole point is you don't want to leave a house. I mean, not the whole point, but
here's what I gather.
The gym is you don't know, like you might want to meet somebody, but the other person might be there strictly just to work out.
You don't know who's available and who's not. Yeah. And you might have like that one guy that you met at the gym a while back and you never
saw. Oh, you mean the guy I was engaged to?
Oh, not him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember you met him, you talked to him in the elevator and y'all never exchanged names and you kind of tried to find him.
Never saw that babe again.
Jim.
See? Yeah. Jim.
Exactly.
I bought a new outfit for Jim.
You did?
Yeah.
I did. I bought pants that were slit all the way up. Maybe that I had to get like groomed before I wore.
Maybe Jim is on the Sweat app, and
I doubt it. I bet Jim's happily married.
He probably is.
Jim's was just on a work trip.
I've seen guys go up to girls at the gym, and they go up there thinking the girl wants to talk, and they come back with their head down, and they're like, "Yeah, she's just here for the workout."
Yeah,
you know,
because we hate that. I hate when I'm in a position on a machine. You know, like I'm like cornered, basically. Like I'm on my back, about to lift weights with my legs into the air, and someone's like takes his headphones off, and I'm like oh man,
hey,
that means I have to take my headphones off.
Nah,
I'm like, uh huh.
Yeah,
well, I'll be really cute, short. I'll be like,
but
uh-huh.
If he's cute, you'd be like, uh huh.
Mm, yeah. Well, that's right.
And cool guys will say something nice and then walk away. I hate the ones that stand there and then you're
linger,
stuck.
Linger, the linger.
Ugh. Yeah, because then my workout's done.
What nice thing, like sweet armpits? No?
No, just anything quick and then walk away. It doesn't matter as much what you say, as long as you don't linger.
Way to not sweat that much. You look good.
Yeah, I mean, if he said you're the sweatiest person in here, I'd be like, that, agreed. Like, at least you're insulting me.
Hey, at least you're getting in a good workout. I'm not wasting time. This one I think is interesting. I haven't heard of it before. So a lot of these I have, but it's called Score, and it has an interesting premise. It blurs images until someone scores you. So most of your information is kind of blurred out, but you have to answer a series of questions, and then it matches you based on the compatibility.
Oh.
So it's not so much just like, oh, that person's hot, swipe right.
Yeah.
Some things that people don't consider, Zoosk and Match, are dating sites, but they're also apps. So you can get them and download them on your phone. And with the Zoosk, they're saying, I haven't tried the Zoosk app, but it has the extra security. So it verifies that you're not, you know, where you have to confirm your image.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool. But yeah, there are several of them. And
can we post them somewhere?
Yeah, we can post them somewhere. I'm going to put them up on my social media. But there's a lot of them that are really cool. There's a double dating app that's about to launch and one for dog lovers. So
yeah, we can put them up at KidNation.com or follow Elena. What's your follow?
I'm at Elena Davies.
Bam.
Bam.
Thanks, Elena.
You're welcome.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. 1 year ago. Blake's lips on my cheek. Best thing that happened in 52 weeks. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Double mention of the kiss today on the show. Look at that.
Just in case you weren't listening.
Yeah. Big anniversary for Big Al Mac.
Big anniversary. 1 year ago today.
Yeah.
Blake gave me a kiss on the cheek. How about that?
And when's your anniversary with Dr. Grofin?
I just knew this because Facebook. The only reason I knew.
Right, yeah. Facebook hooks you up.
Wasn't keeping up. Yes.
And Facebook will hook you up when that gets near. Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Facebook. Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Hey, you called back so fast. You were quick.
Yep.
We're doing a Tinder Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you single or married or what's going on with you?
I'm single. I'm only 22.
Awesome. Hopefully that helped you out there for some of those dating apps.
Uh-huh.
You know? While you waited. And what do you do for work? Or you're a student?
I work at a marketing agency.
Yeah, agency.
Do you love it?
Hot. She's hot. Yeah, she's hot.
I do. Yeah.
Good.
Are you brunette?
I am.
Oh, good. Oh,
you got it, JC.
I try to guess by the voice sometimes.
The hot brunette.
The hot brunette at the agency. Jenna, will you tell Megan how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Yes, Megan, we're going to throw you in that vault, and the banker is going to start yelling out increasing dollar amounts. We don't know when he's going to stop. Could go all the way to $1,000, even if it goes that high. You have to say stop before it shuts, or you get nothing. And the only twist is we have these safe deposit boxes. And if he says safe deposit box, you can, if you're feeling a little frisky, you can say stop, and I'll open one of those for you. And it could be more than what's in the vault. We don't know.
Okay.
All right.
All right. How you feeling this round, Al?
Man, I had it dead on last time. So let's see. Can I do this again? I'm feeling very medium. I think he's going to be a little bit more conservative than he was last time.
Okay.
Medium.
Okay. All right.
But again, feel it out. It's up to you. Okay, Megan?
And if nothing else, you're hot.
Yeah.
You got that.
Yeah, you
always got that.
You got a cool job.
Yeah. Advertising chicks, always hot.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110, $170, $230, $260, $300, $370, $440, safe deposit box. $570.
Stop.
Woo!
All right. You wasn't feeling that safe deposit.
$570.
Now
we're always a little disappointed when you don't pick the box.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
We want to know what's in there too.
Yeah. What's in the box? You were close, Al. That's what she went with.
Yes, I had 500. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
590. 740.
You got most of it.
Yeah.
Well done, Megan. What are you going to do with that money?
I don't know.
Do some hot girl stuff.
I don't know what that is, but.
Yeah, I don't know what hot girl stuff. What is hot girl stuff, Al?
It just comes so natural to her. Yeah. She didn't realize she's doing it because she's just doing hot girl stuff.
It's just Tuesday.
She's like, wait.
I feel like hot and not hot girls do the same stuff.
She's like, do hot girls spend money? We buy stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Congratulations, babe.
Enjoy your money, okay, Megan?
Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. Megan won $570. What?
I wanted to pick the box.
I did too.
Unless he was in the box.
It's okay. We'll play it again tomorrow, Kelly. Maybe we'll get a safe deposit box option then. Either way, if you want to play Beat the Bank, sign up at KidNation.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.